Oh, I remember there was a time, every time I used to bash Arsenal, we used to lose. Every time I used to bash Arsenal, well, remember one time we lost to Bradford, So anytime I had the feeling of wanting to bash, I used to check our fixtures. I used to be like, hold. My United away, never, bro.
Some games you didn't mind leaving. You didn't mind leaving.
And then when obviously that period of time where Arsenal were just going for top four, when top four was secured,
What's going on, people? It's Manny. I'm from Pastor Meerkat, and this episode is sponsored by Hera.
You took it like a lunatic.
Is it okay to have a female best friend? Or for your girl to have a male best friend?
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, as long as you don't lips on purpose.
Look at this guy.
Accident lips is okay.
No, you know what? I used to think it was okay.
Yeah.
I had a female best friend.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Until I ended up getting slapped for having one.
What?
Yeah, it's mad. Okay, let me tell you the story. Let me tell you what happened.
Go on.
So me and my female best friend went to the same secondary school, same college, and same university.
Cute.
That was the early warning sign, because clearly, you guys can see she's a stalker. She stalks me for education.
Anyway,
at uni, I won't lie, like, having a female best friend, it's not all bad. Like, there's some perks, there's some benefits of it. Like, she taught me a lot. She taught me about mind reading.
Telepathy.
She taught me telepathy.
She sounds like a witch.
She's a clairvoyant.
But you know, like, girls have this speciality where they can read minds. Like, I don't know how they can do it, but they can read
woman's
minds.
Woman's intuition.
But us guys don't have that.
So
there's sometimes that, like, you know, when you're talking to your girl and she's thinking about something. But she hasn't told you what she's thinking about, but she expects you to know what she's thinking about. You know what I'm talking about.
Witchcraft, basically.
I know how to do that now. Because I have a bestie.
She taught you a spell.
She taught me a spell. Not only that, but, like, you know when you want to talk about your emotions, you want to express your emotions,
So,
like, let me give you an example. He said, what's that? There was a time in uni, you man were all going out, partying, enjoying yourself. I just wanted to be at home. I just wanted to have a girl. I wanted to have a girl. I wanted to have a girl that I could just chill with, like watch 500 Days of Summer. Wear matching tops, Mr. and Mrs., his and hers. And I just wanted the hugs and cuddles, bro. That's all I wanted, hugs and cuddles. I said hugs and cuddles, they're the same thing, bro. I couldn't express that with you, man, but I can express that with my bestie, innit?
And
she taught me other stuff, like how to dress. She taught me how to talk to girls.
I guess you're not friends anymore.
Nah, you're a scene. But yeah, she taught me how to dress, how to talk to girls, how to lips, not using too much tongue in that. I'm joking. But she taught me a lot, innit?
Okay.
But then things took a turn for the worse. So at uni, she had a man early, innit? Okay. And she introduced me to her man.
Yeah.
And I could tell he didn't like me from the off. Like,
I wouldn't.
I remember looking down at this guy, and he was just giving me, like...
Looking down?
He was kind of short.
He
was giving me bad energy, giving me bad vibes. I didn't know if it was because I was taller than him, hencher than him, better beard than him, dressed better than him. I didn't know. And my beard's not even fully formed as well, but... I didn't know what it was. So in uni there, basically, every time we have this R&B hip hop rave, So I remember getting a phone call from my bestie, and she phones me. She's like, "Oh, I want to go to the rave with you."
Okay.
And I was like, "Why do you want to go to the rave with me? Like, why don't you go with
your man?
It's R&B,
isn't it? You could dance with your man, have fun and that." And she's like to me, "Her and the man have broken up."
Slaps.
They had a bit of an argument, so they're on a break now. So she was like,
You're up next.
Don't do that. That wasn't it. She was just like,
rebound.
Attend with me, basically, she wants the winning back. So she wants to dress up looking nice. She wants to use me. So she wants to dress up looking nice.
Yeah.
And she wants to ignore him for the whole night. Mm. And that will help them rekindle.
I hear it. You understand it, bro? It's girl maths, isn't it?
So anyway, we get to the event now, yeah?
Yeah.
I remember we walk in and we see the guy straight away. We see an ex-man straight away. But he's not alone. He's holding this girl. He's holding this other girl. This girl's giving him the sweetest wine.
Sweet wine.
And this girl's sexy. I'm not going to lie to you. Like, I even stared at her for a good 10 seconds. Like, my eyes were open like hers. She was a solid 10. Solid 10. Like, even in the back of my head, I was thinking to myself, bro, I understand why you sacked her. Because this girl looked like, she looked like Gabriel Union, bro.
That's your best friend, bro.
Yeah, I didn't say it. It was in my head. It was in my head. But I was like, I had to comfort her. I was like, you know what? Don't worry about it. Let's just go to the bar, get a couple of drinks, and let's just enjoy the night, innit?
Yeah.
Have fun. Mm-hmm. But remember, she taught me telepathy, innit? Mm. So I knew what was going on in her head.
Nah.
Yeah.
In her head, she wants to play.
She wants to play some games, innit? Exactly. She wants revenge, innit?
So she's seen
him wine with this girl, so she's thinking, I need to dance with a guy now.
Mm. I hear it.
But she wants to get one up on him.
Yeah.
So she's like, oh, let me dance with a guy that he hates.
And that's me.
So she comes up to me and she's like, oh, Dance with me. I want to make him jealous.
Mm.
I look at her and I'm like, no. How are you going to use me to try and make this guy jealous? I won't be used, innit?
Yeah.
And then this girl starts begging me. Like, she begged me. Have you been begged to wine on someone?
No, I don't need the begging.
she starts begging me, and I'm just like, don't beg, it's disgusting, man. Like, just behave yourself. And then she
you're toxic.
She just goes silent, yeah? She goes silent for like 10 seconds, and then she just swings for me.
She slaps my face, bro.
How can she slap?
I was in shock. Like, the way you man are in shock now, I was in shock. So my instant reaction was to grab her. I just grabbed and I cooked the wickedest wine. How did she know I was into BDSM, bro? I love that stuff, though. I told her, slap me again, bro. I went to another set.
You're a masochist.
I'm joking. Like, I was like, what are you doing? She apologized, but I did end up dancing with her. I won't lie.
Yeah.
And her strategy actually works, bro. The girl match actually works. At the end of the night, she was back with this guy. I see them giggling with each other.
Yeah.
They're cuddling each other. I see them talking. I see them lipsing as well. And the lipsing was sweet, bro. It was sweet. She was
using... Why are you still watching?
She was using that same technique that she taught me. You see what I'm saying? So I know he enjoyed it, innit?
I'm joking.
This is why he hates you, bro.
Yeah, that's why he hates me. That's why he hates me. That's me.
Did you get his jaw at least?
Nah, I didn't, man. Unfortunately.
Yeah, she was with me, man.
That's mad. He's basically lipsing you.
What?
You lips her and she lips him in it. So you make
it.
It's a merry-go-round, man. Swings and roundabouts.
That's me. Well done, man. That was good.
Nice one.
Okay, this is Pass the Meerkat episode 24.
Correct, yeah.
24.
Yeah, 24.
I am here with Shake.
Hey.
I'm here with Vish.
Pop, pop.
I'm here with Manny. I'm here with EJ.
Hi, guys.
And I'm here with Pedro. We are the only ones in the studio at the moment. I like your celebration.
It's really good, isn't it?
Hey.
Everybody shout out to Vish. Vish just came back from India.
Hey.
So I live in India, man.
What's the first time back? For how long?
I think my parents came when I was a baby, like one or two.
Oh, so it's been a minute.
It's the first time like proper seeing it.
Yeah. Jeez, where did you go?
I went Gujarat, which is like a
Gujarati,
state.
Gujarati, that's the language.
On the west side.
Okay, thank you.
Mumbai.
Mumbai, that's a meal.
Did you go Delhi?
You didn't go New
Bombay,
Delhi?
I didn't go Delhi.
I've been Delhi.
That's next time, man. Shut up, man.
Sorry.
Wait, you've been Delhi?
Delhi, that's the food.
I've been Delhi.
That's a player. Did you catch a flight in India to go somewhere else in India?
Yeah, so I took internal flights. You know what slaps about internal flights? Yeah. So basically, you go through check-in, but then when you get off the other side, you don't have to go through immigration. You know when you get into a new country, you have to go through immigration, innit?
Yeah.
You
did
it internal flights, you don't have to go through immigration.
Yeah. Have you never flown to like.
When you get on the Jubilee line at Stratford, you don't have to show your passport at Canada Water, bro.
As long as you go on the plane, you gotta show your passport. Yeah. Have you not taken like a flight to like Newcastle or something?
Yeah, no,
or
never.
Around the UK, like if you go to Scotland or whatnot.
Yeah,
Scotland. No, I drove. See, I've driven Newcastle, driven Scotland. I never took a plane, or train. But yeah, man, that was an experience. But yeah,
I'm glad you experienced that, though.
What was the highlight of the trip?
The food. The food looked lit on your story. Yeah, I'm not gonna lie.
The food looked barely. And the thing is that it's vegetarian food in some parts, but it's bare tasty.
Mm. Okay, so like,
and me, I love meat. Pause.
Jeez. Yeah. Oh.
The vegetarian food.
But it's just in some places you can't get no meat. Like it's you can't just get vegetarian. No meat.
Yeah. It's like and you can't get alcohol. So in some places it's just veg and it's a dry. They call it a dry state because there was problems.
Yeah.
Okay.
One fish said you can't get alcohol. Shake was like.
Shake's eyes dropped. His eyes dropped.
He crossed up in your list.
I hate that gender.
I swear that your eyebrows are like.
Yeah, I saw your eyes drop. Oh,
what's the currency like? The conversion? Because I know.
So that
what
is.
What was the naira to?
2,000 naira. I don't want to bring Nigerian to this.
We're all Nigerian. Come on, bro.
I've got a name.
And Sierra Leone,
but Salon. Yeah. What's currency conversion? You bought something for like 10p.
I bought, So 100 rupees is like 10p.
But what's a pound? What's a pound?
A pound is 1,000. A pound is 1,000?
A thousand, yeah.
What can you buy with 100 rupees out there?
100 rupees? Bear shit. Like,
who's saying it right?
I'm guessing
fish.
Yeah, I'm guessing.
Because he literally just said rupees and then you said rupees.
Rupees.
Yeah,
rupees.
You're like, bro, we're saying the same thing.
But I bought like a little Vaseline. I bought bears of them. They're like five, the equivalent of 5p. So 50 rupees for like this little type of Vaseline.
Oh, because you couldn't get me out there.
And medicine. So that's crazy.
You're a sicko.
Sorry, continue.
So yeah, the medicine and stuff is bare cheap. So when you go there, most people get stomach problems because of the street food. So you can go and buy medicine or get a shot for bare cheap. It's like 150 rupees, 200 rupees.
Not your type of shot.
So if anyone has problems,
I don't know, because when I went to Delhi, they talk about Delhi Belly, innit?
Yeah.
I didn't know you could get
You've
a
been to
shot.
India?
Yeah.
You've been everywhere,
Seriously?
Bro.
Yeah.
Tour de France.
2014, I think, 2015.
You're well traveled.
Basically, my sister was married to a Nigerian diplomat and he was stationed in India for like 4 years.
Jeez.
So when she was there, I went to go and see her. Nice. And yeah, it was nice, but yeah.
Did you do 30 holidays before 30?
30 countries.
I don't think I've done 30 countries.
Bro, potato.
I don't think I've done 30 countries.
Rupees.
You know what put me off the most is like the first place I went to was Gujarat, the town.
That's a language.
It's not a language.
Wait, is it not?
That's not a language.
Gujarati is the language.
And it originated in Gujarat.
But you just said Gujarati.
That's a Gujarat.
No,
we're going to roll it back. You said Gujarati.
Roll it back. The cows on the road, bro.
I seen that on your stories.
Yeah. Yeah. The cows think they own the roads. Like they'll be walking across the road and you're driving. You've got to stop for the cow.
That's like
yeah, they're giving privileges.
They're giving privileges that no one will travel over a cow.
I wouldn't try and run.
So what, you're just driving on the road and you just hit bah.
You need to see someone.
That's the wrong country. I'm probably Nigeria.
It was all clean. It's like bringing into no low blows.
But yeah, the cows on the road, the dogs, the stray dogs, like, and me, I hate dogs.
So Pedro was there.
They're malnourished though, man.
They're malnourished and they go crazy. So during the day they're slumped because of the heat. The heat's like bare humid. Mm. And at night time they go schizophrenic. Like they just start barking at people. They chase cars.
Man.
So at night time you basically can't be walking on road. You got to be in a car or on a scooter.
Do you guys think animals like speak the language of the country they're in?
Yeah, but they don't understand. Meow and the meow was Nigerian. Meow. No. They've got 100%
they've got accents, bro. Oh my days.
It's different. Even the pigeons, they
that was chicken, bro.
This is a bird, bro. They don't differentiate this.
You know what? I went to a jeweler's, yeah? So I went to go look at some diamonds because diamonds are bare cheap in India. Why is everyone just...
Any opportunity to show how rich you are, bro?
No. This one showed me how poor I am, yeah? So I went to the jeweler's. I went inside, yeah? And they treat you bare nice, like regardless if you're not going to buy anything, yeah? Yeah. I walk in, I'm like, can I look at some studs?
Okay.
Yeah. Wow. So the guy looks at my studs and he's like, yeah, sure, I'll show you some studs here. And he's like, can I just see your ear?
E-man was there. Sorry, I'm being stupid. He pulls me in.
Yeah. He's looking. And then you know studs have like prongs, yeah. So this one's got four prongs or six or whatever.
Yeah.
He looks at mine, the ones I was wearing, and he was like, Your studs are feminine.
So I'm wearing six prongs,
yeah. And you wouldn't realize, but when you walk into a jeweler's, they know every
all the
speaking
detail.
Yeah.
What, six prongs is for women?
Six prongs is for women. Four prongs is for men.
Oh,
yeah, and
I don't even know what
the worst thing is. I walked in with my Sanucci, and he was like, do you want to test? I'm not doing trading. I walked straight back out. I'm like, bruv, this guy's on to man.
What about in terms of like you're a single guy?
What's the
babes like out there?
It's a lot more men. Like, there's way more men than there is women. Like,
oh, seriously?
Yeah.
So what's the men saying? Oh. What's happening?
Men are dusty, man. But in Mumbai, so in the cities, there's like way more women. Mumbai actually had a couple, like, there was a couple nice.
Is there alcohol in Mumbai?
Yeah. So all the other cities are fine.
You can go to Mumbai.
So
you like...
Yeah, they're like clubs and what's the scene?
We went to some place called Oppa. We went out.
Who'd you go with, though?
My cousins.
Okay.
You had a night?
I had a night, man.
Can you show our viewers the toy you brought back for show and tell?
Normally, when people go to countries or birth, they bring back something cultural. This guy came back with Buzz Lightyear.
I've got like a laser man. Can you guys see that?
That's crazy.
Okay, laser, look.
You need help.
Imagine you did that on the camera. You just...
I bought this on the beach, man. But yeah, I bought back magnets and shit. But I went out. So I went out in some place called Oppa.
You bought the laser.
I went out to some place called Oppa, yeah? So it's kind of like... you lot be monkey house or sexy fish.
Yeah.
Sexy fish. So it's kind of like that. Like, it's a restaurant that turns into a... Why are you smiling, man?
You catch wines in this.
No, you can't wine in Mumbai, bro. No, you can, man.
You can wine.
What do you mean, bro?
You can wine anywhere, man.
They've got a different type of more sensual dance.
What's it called? Bangra.
Bangra's the
music. That's a genre, bro.
I don't know what the dance is called.
What's the dance called?
I don't know.
I don't know. You didn't learn anything apart from diamonds and the prongs.
But we got a table at this place called Oppa, yeah? And then... Where we were sat, we went with my cousin's flatmate, who's Ginger. Mm. Ed Sheeran was in India that same week.
Who?
So it was like... Ed Sheeran.
Ed Sheeran.
Don't let this man, honestly, leave. It was Alan Shearer. So we were there in this club, yeah? And we said we were with Ed
Ed Sheeran.
The sister, yeah. So they were like, oh, is that Ed Sheeran's sister? They didn't know who, if she had a sister or not.
Yeah.
So he was like, oh, that's sick. I will give you a good table.
Sick.
So we got a good table, yeah, which is basically like at the top. And there's two strippers that are like here.
Slaps.
Mm. So they're like dancing above you, yeah. But you're the central piece. And
what, naked?
No, they're like, they've got stuff on, but they're wearing like minimal clothing.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
So but like bras.
Yeah, like bras and...
and some panties.
Not niggas, some panties, yeah.
Mm.
So like we're like the centrepiece.
What did you just call me?
Huh?
He said niggas, but he said it was
there. I like what you're talking about. He's doing an accent. He's doing an accent. That can better than relax.
Okay, introduce it.
KN, so we had to go through these other tables to basically go to the bar or do anything. Yeah. But my cousins went to the toilet and the table just beneath us had a couple of girls on there. They were out for girls night.
Slaps.
Okay, slaps. And in the toilet, they started talking to my cousins.
Slaps.
And they were like, oh, is he single?
Slaps.
Talking about me.
Yeah.
Talking
about
me.
Yeah.
And I'm with my Sanucci, so I'm shining.
Shining. Yeah.
They don't know it's fake.
Oh my God.
So then they chatted like, is he single? And then my cousin's like, yeah, he's single. But two of them start arguing about who's going to talk to me first.
Wow, you're a bad
So I'm piffing in there. I'm very piffing in there.
You're piffing.
You just have to do this to see.
Oh my days.
Ignore him. So
they come back now to the table. And then once it's this side. And they're bare chatting in my ear. They're not speaking English. They're talking two different languages.
Gujarati and Punjabi.
One speaking Hindi. So I'm trying to like...
Hindu, that's a language. Religion.
Hindi. Like Hindeed.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Indeed.
As in, he doesn't understand the
twangs. The twangs, yeah.
So both of these girls are chatting in my ear, yeah, and I'm just like, me, I just speak English. I don't even understand what either of them are saying. But all I can hear is, yes, uh-huh. Where do you come from? Oh, London?
That's how you speak it, though.
I'm saying that. I can't disclose the information.
On the second day or third day you were there, you sent a message into the group saying that you don't like the toilet.
Oh, yeah.
Tell us about the toilet.
So basically the toilet,
in the hotel?
No, not in the hotel. This is in the village.
You see, you left out the whole village.
You
wanted to be rich.
Tell us about the village.
So you really went back home.
So like, after that first meal, that first meal I had, I didn't know my bowels would be this runny,
obviously.
So I'm thinking I'm going to go home, go to a toilet, Western toilet,
Western toilet.
I open the door to the toilet, and I just see a hole. Just a hole in the ground, Just hold in the ground.
Sorry.
No stool.
No, nothing.
So I was like, what do I do? I need to shit,
You got to crouch, you got to squat.
Yeah, my cousin's like, squat, go low, you got to squat. And she's like, don't miss, because if you miss, you have to flick it, into the...
Oh!
You got to flick it into the fucking...
How big's the hole, though? Can you miss that hole?
Vish is in.
Is that the size of the camera? The camera lens?
No, it's not.
You got to kind of look. How do you clean yourself? You have the hose pipe in it.
Oh, okay,
the
water.
The water.
Yeah.
That's one good thing about.
Nice, I'm not gonna lie.
So you got that's better than here.
So you clean it with the water. Mm. But but the good thing about that thing is when you squat and shit, everything comes out. Because you're meant to shit with
You're meant to squat, innit? You're meant to be elevated.
Yeah, or have a stool when you're shitting.
The last time we spoke about this, I tried that for a couple of weeks. That's not true, bro.
Oh,
bro. You tried it. When they said that, I was just like, nah, bro.
Make it harder for you?
No, it's just like the same thing, bro. I was looking, my poo came out the same shape, bro. There's no difference in the shape. That's a superstition, bro.
Yeah, but he poos once a quarter.
Why
do you only poo once a week?
I don't think it's healthy for you, man, to poo twice a day, bro.
You need
a
healthy
bathroom. Okay, but how often do you think you should?
I think once every other day.
That's constipation, bro.
You gone? As long as you've gone. I used to live with this guy, but there was a time where I was like, I haven't shaken a week. I was like, a week?
But how are you operating?
Without shaking, bro.
I feel good. That's the man thing, bro. I'm not constipating.
This guy would eat like Dixie every single day, bro.
Dixie's calm, though. And Dixie's
he won't shit in a week. I'm like, where's all that Dixie going?
He eats like 3 wings a week, bro. He eats every nutrient.
I don't eat.
Yeah, but when he orders Dixie, that meal, he's spacing it out over.
You man are stupid. I don't think it's healthy to be shitting every day. That's crazy.
No, but doctors recommend. These are people that study.
What doctor recommend?
Phil.
Doctor Strange,
everyone. I swear, if you go to NHS website, it will tell you.
How often should you excrete a day? Every day?
At least once a day.
At least
it's healthy to poop between 3 times a day and 3 times a week.
Oh, okay, so
no one's wrong then.
Okay, 3 times a day, that's insane.
One time a week, go on.
Many factors can influence how often you poop, including your diet.
Yeah, so Dixie's is that's Dixie. One.
Why do you man keep saying Dixie?
How much water you drink?
Yeah,
just as long as you're not pooping more than 3 times a day or less than 3 times a week.
Then it's all right. Okay.
So that when you didn't poo for 1 week, you should have seen something.
I did poo.
Nah, you didn't, bro. It was a whole week. It was a week. I was just like, nah, this is crazy.
You better see it.
Must save bare money on toilet roll.
What? Oh, save bare money on toilet roll.
Nah, because I was sharing with Shake, so Shake. I split the shopping. It was card on my account.
You're waiting for
me to the room. I'm trying to think. Shake used to have three in the toilet, but one next to his bed. I don't know why he had one toilet roll.
You know why he had one next to his bed.
I know one next to his bed used to go down every day.
This is straight cat though.
Hey. But it's funny. There was one time I went to the toilet. There was no toilet tissue. I knocked on Shake's room. He's like, please don't come in the toilet. No, please wait. No, come in. I'll get you tissue. Wait.
This guy's
mad. It's straight cat. It's funny though.
How many times is a healthy amount to ejaculate a week?
Do your Googles.
A week?
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to ask you guys.
What do you think?
I'm asking you because you have a history.
I think it'll be similar to pooing.
Are we talking about biologically or religiously?
There's two different answers.
Exactly. No, but even religiously, once you're married, it will fall under the same categories. Yeah.
So biologically, go in the biological.
Probably like 4, no? Or 3.
I think like 3 to 4 times
a
week.
So you're saying that God said to us before you're married.
After you're married, once with your spouse, I think you should regularly engage in that with your partner.
I'm having some technical difficulties. I think it's because I'm connected to the Wi-Fi.
I think 3 to 4
times. There's no magic number when it comes to how often a man should ejaculate. Regular ejaculation does boast a number of health benefits, such as lowering blood pressure, reducing stress, and even increasing immunity. However, you can essentially ejaculate as much or as little as you like.
That was written by Nick Cannon, bro.
I didn't see what the NHS is saying.
I remember some kid in secondary school.
Yeah.
Bro, you know there's them kids, the group of kids. You know the kids I'm talking about? Don't bash.
Oh my, how do you know?
I didn't know. They
said that he bashed like 16 times in one day.
Oh, bro.
In one day.
And then I said to him, I said, what happened? What happened when you got 16? He said, by 9.
By four, you need painkillers.
By 4.
There was a Louis Fury documentary as well. Like this guy, whenever he's traveling, he's on the bus. If he sees anything. Sees a little bit of cleavage,
he has to wank.
He has to go behind the tree. He has to wank there and then.
Wow.
Like yeah.
It's great. Watch it. It's crazy.
I remember that as well.
You watch some sick thing. Yo, this
what was the issue?
He's just horny, bro.
Those guys shouldn't be on the street. He's definitely committing crimes.
It's a mental issue because he can't stop himself.
He needs to be watched.
Yeah.
He needs to be watched.
Because that's a sicko.
Surely, is, sorry, apologies.
Yeah,
let's not use the word sicko, but that is someone that's not normal.
He's got some.
He's a danger. He's a danger.
Use the word sicko. Sorry, apologies.
He needs to see someone.
Even me saying not normal is not conventional.
Bro,
he's not.
The first one, the first one was bad.
Yo, it's Vish from Pastor Meerkat. This episode is sponsored by Hera. Boom, bow.
Do you man have any superstitions?
I've got.
It's not really a superstition. It's something that's come from religion. Yeah. And I say it to my wife, I say it to the mandem, don't just say things willy-nilly because the tongue is powerful. So I'm always mindful of people just saying things.
So
even
what
if
what happens now, you just said willy.
Yeah, but I said nilly as well. So what if you just say,
I don't understand that question.
No, but I'm saying the tongue's powerful. So
yeah, but you said willy, so what? I don't know, bro.
Yeah, but that's why I said the nilly cancels it.
The nilly cancels
it. Cancels what? You just said
whenever the negative willy is coming, it's been
cancelled. Whenever the willy is coming, it's been cancelled.
Okay. That's what my main...
What does power in the tongue mean, though?
Islamic, for me, we believe that when you say things, there's always an angel that's writing down everything that you say and you do, all your actions. So if you're out here saying things, even if you're saying things in jest, you don't know what the repercussions are going to be. So you'll be like, oh, I wish you fall down tomorrow and die, or I hate this guy, I hope you get sick. That something could come of that. So that's one of my main things, like, bro, don't just say things or say, like, you know, stuff, or don't do that. That's one of my things.
Like,
that's
meaning behind words, like the power behind the words that you say.
And the same thing, positive as well. If you do want to do something, I know a lot of people say, when you want to, speak things to existence. So if you're doing something positively, don't be afraid to say it out loud, because your words have power.
100%. And actually, when you say something, it makes you want to do it as well. Like, yeah. Say it out loud. If you keep it in your head, like, that's one of the things I learned. As well, myself.
I'm thinking about a lot of the stupid things I said when I was younger.
Same.
You still say.
I think all of us got this, just walking under signs and stuff like that.
Well, I bite my legs.
That's what it's called. You know it. I learned today.
The signs, you mean what they called the batty man's legs, where you walk through those things, and that's what you mean.
Where did that come from?
Was that saying that if you walk through it, you become a batty man?
No.
It's hoodman. It's bad luck.
But like, I don't know why, because I don't believe it.
You do believe it.
I walk onto the road, so I don't have to go underneath the two legs.
Yeah, they were very stupid.
I do that though.
I don't care. I could be with someone.
I don't walk under the sign.
But you don't tell me you still do that today. You still do that today.
So if I was walking with you, I'll make sure you walk underneath the sign.
Well,
and I'll
walk over. What about if you're walking with a girl and you're holding hands?
Yeah.
Will you leave her?
You do leave her.
We have to break hands.
So she's trying to hold hands, her hands just hit the thing.
And now she's got a bruise. I remember I never used to, you see on like on the road, on the pavement,
yeah.
I never used to step on like the line, any line.
Yeah, the crack. Oh, yeah. Step on a crack, kids like break her mother's back. Step on a crack, break her mother's back or something like that.
Who comes up with like sickles.
I was just like, I don't want to break my mum's back. I didn't even hear about that. I just didn't want to step on it. But now I don't care. But I used to walk.
There's one about drains like that.
Oh, step on
the drains. The three drains, you can't step on more than two.
Huh?
Yeah. So you know the drains in the ground.
Yeah. Oh yeah, because there'll be three at the minute.
There'll be three. Yeah. Apparently you can't step on all three, or it's like 5 years bad luck or something.
Yeah.
There's another one about 5 years bad luck. The mirror. if a mirror shatters or if you crack a mirror.
Oh, if you break yeah.
And not I don't believe when that. You cheer someone, if you're looking at eyes, it's
bad sex.
Oh,
yeah.
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 Bad sex,
yeah.
Bad sex,
yeah.
Yeah.
You're Luna. That's intense, man.
It's intense,
intense.
Bro.
I love it. And who's going to break off first?
Who's going to break? You just want to drink your shot. And she's like, no, 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 no.
Look in my eyes,
get out of here, man.
Do you have any superstitions with like sports? Or like playing football?
Bruh. Oh, I remember there was a time, every time I used to bash Arsenal, we used to lose. Every time I used to bash Arsenal, we lost to Bradford, So anytime I had the feeling of wanting to bash, I used to check our fixture. I used to be like, hole? Man United away, never.
There were some games you didn't mind losing. You didn't mind losing.
And then when obviously that period of time where Arsenal were just going for top four, when top four was secured,
I don't think I have bare superstitions, but not stupid ones. But my mom, and I think most of our moms have bears.
Oh my days!
There was one time where before like card and Apple Pay used to find money on the floor.
Yeah.
I remember I found like £2 coin on the floor. Yeah. And when I was a kid, like obviously when you find money on the floor, you're like, yo, this is lit. It doesn't matter that I found it in my mum's bedroom underneath her bag. So I remember I take the £2. And harmlessly, I let my mom know, like, I'm in the shop with her. I'm like, oh, I'm going to buy some stuff.
I've got you.
She's like, obviously, when I'm earning money, I've got money. She's like, where did you get money? Your money comes from me. Where did you get money from? And I'm just like, to her, like, I found it on the floor. She's like, huh? And she snatched it up. And she was like, you're not using any money, sort of thing. But the mad thing is, she didn't let me use it. But then she spent the money, bro.
She gave it back to God.
I was like, bro, that later that night, I went and took £5 out of her bag.
Reparations.
You guys think, like, if you find something and you return it to someone, you feel like you're going to get some sort of good luck from it?
No, that's cat.
You don't believe in karma?
I don't believe
really?
In karma.
Really? Swear down.
No.
I don't believe you should do bad things because I think you can be punished. But
if you can't, if bad things are punished, why aren't good things rewarded?
I think they are.
Yeah, but isn't it subjection? Because it's like, why does you finding money have to be viewed as a bad thing? Can't that be a good thing? Can't it be someone's left their money and that's God bless you?
No, I'm thinking maybe like if you see someone's wallet
and they've got their ID, their bank card.
Yeah, I'll return that. But if there's £10 in
there, then
that's my payment for.
So you'd rob them.
It's not a rob. It's just
no, because you know it's not yours and you know whose it is. No,
I use it to pay for postage. So say you found a wallet,
That's happened to me.
You see the ID, and there's cash in there. It's like £2 cash in there, and you're posting it. You're posting it to them. Use the money or do you use your own money to post it to them?
That scenario. I wouldn't do that. So it's happened to me when I've seen someone's wallet on the bus.
Yeah, was it £2 in there?
I didn't look what's in there. I saw someone's wallet. I handed it to the bus station. That's the right thing to do.
Okay, that's not the scenario I gave you.
Yeah, but the scenario you gave me is I'm not using that.
You're on the street, yeah.
Yeah.
You see a wallet.
Yeah.
It's one of them wallets. Like there's coins. There's coins jingling. It's not a card holder.
It's a Gucci
wallet. Yeah, it's jingling.
Yeah.
So you have to post it. You can't give it to the bus because it wasn't on the bus. You just found it on the street. You're like, okay, let me be a good person. I'm going to take this to the post office.
I'm not going to give it to the post office. I'll probably hand it to like a train station or police station.
It has the driving license in it.
Yes, I'll give it to the police station. Okay, I'll give it to the police station.
Is it? Why would you not just
the police are going to be like, why are you bringing this to
and
us?
The police are then going to rob it. And then you're
then rob it. That's not my karma.
That is your karma.
That's not my karma. I've given it to someone that should be doing the right thing.
How many documentaries have you watched on police? They're crooked, bro. They hide
cocaine. They're crooked.
Yeah.
I definitely believe in like good karma and bad karma. Like good. When I lost my phone in Motor, I swear down, before Motor, when I get on the Elizabeth line to get to work, and I was just in this mood where I always get a seat because of the station I get on from. Mm. But if I see an old lady or any lady, what's it?
Fucking hell. Fuck what you're saying. Because what you're about to say is, because I always give my seat up on the train, that's why my phone got returned to me.
That's such a type of karma. That's, come on,
that
man.
Is karma, though, bro.
That's karma,
the timing of it as well. Like,
it's not just karma, bro. It's not karma, bro.
I'm telling you. Karma comes in different
forms. What about the karma of the girl giving you the bad alcohol in the first place?
Maybe you should have sat down on the train.
There was one there on the train. There was an old lady that didn't give up my seat.
Oh my god.
So maybe that's why. Maybe.
Not the criminal stuff you did.
Because sometimes it's hard, man. Because then you start, like, when bad things happen, because then, like, bad things happen, you then start pinpointing, oh, what, this has happened because of this.
Yeah. It's
not like that.
Yeah, you can't pinpoint where the good and the bad comes from.
What's your life change?
Now, 100. Trust me,
your life changes.
Where are you at on the scale?
Huh? I've been doing a lot of good deeds.
Is your life changed yet?
You're still with us.
You're still around the casual people that have done bad deeds.
You have, bro. Man says standing up for someone on the thing.
When you guys get on the train, next time, just give up your seat.
Never. Why do you think we don't do that already? That's so basic.
So true. Yeah, exactly.
Basic. Don't act up on the camera. Some of you guys.
No. I think there's a level.
Pregnant and old.
I don't think you get rewarded for stuff like that.
But if I see a pregnant lady, it's not just me versus her. It's me versus you versus everybody else that's got a seat. So if I see somebody younger than me that's nice and fit, I'm looking at you straight away. Why don't you give up the seat?
But it depends if you're the one closest to them.
No,
you're wrong.
Sometimes, but I don't care. Actually, no. That's not true. Sometimes, yeah. No, because hear this. No, I remember, when I fractured my foot, so I had the massive boot and crutches.
Yeah.
Bro, on the bus, people didn't care.
Yeah, you're black.
Yeah, but you're still strong.
You're black.
What do you mean I'm still strong? Yeah. I've got a RoboCop on my leg.
They're black.
Now you took it up for bear grabbers and pregnant women.
People probably think it's a prank.
You're going to heal, bro.
Have you seen this video?
You're going to heal. Like, when someone's old, like...
Okay, what about
pregnant women? They're not
going to heal. They're not going to be pregnant forever.
That's 9 months, though. Your leg's going to heal in, what, a couple of weeks?
Mm. It's not right what they've done, but it's a black tax. That's what happened. Mm. That's what it is.
That's crazy.
You need your leg cut off and for them to give up their seat for you.
Yeah, and I don't think you get rewarded for standing up for people.
It's a nice reward. No, that's not. I wouldn't say it's ego.
It's ego. Nice. I don't think the only reward you're getting. Yeah, I don't think someone's going to give you back your phone in Malta because you stole
it. No, I agree with that.
I don't agree with that. Listen, I'm not saying...
I'm just giving you an example.
Taking shots?
Yeah.
Why? I'm just giving you an example.
Iman thinks that he's got like a good karma jar,
yeah.
He's
filling it up.
When he got to Malta...
He catches up.
We draw that shit. Start from zero again.
All I'm saying is, when I catch up all the time.
When I keep on doing good deeds,
I win the lottery, none of you shout me. That's what I'm saying. None of you shout me.
That's why I don't need to do good deeds, because as soon as you win the lottery, I get a million. That's lit. That's lit.
How does that happen?
If you won 32 million, you wouldn't give us a million each.
If I won 2-3 million, no one will know.
I hear that, but if you won 30 million, you're not going to be able to hide that.
The national lottery is like 32 million on a single week when somebody's running. It's about 32 million. If you won 32 million,
bro, Iman, if you got 100k. I would know.
You wouldn't know.
Yeah, you would.
I would know.
You 100% would know.
You would do something that's out of the ordinary.
You would get a Rolex.
Of 100K? No, I wouldn't get a Rolex.
I'm not saying it would be a Rolex.
First and foremost, like, It's just stress. You don't need to get angry.
Nah, maybe not 100k, yeah, but yeah, if you were a couple M's, you would show it. Like, I know.
Would
sure.
You quit?
You
quit?
You know, well, wait, you know, as soon as you're signed, you have to get a new car?
Yeah,
exactly.
I was about to say, I'm going to get a new car now.
Yeah, but
if you get one tomorrow, but I could get one now.
I get that, but
you could.
But
it's a choice.
If you had 100k, the choice would change.
Would you get a new car? There's no way you're going to struggle on
and you're getting a Tesla as well. That's the magic thing. You know what it is about you? The reason why I would show it is because, not because you're broke, but you and Bengs, like, you're obviously, you always think about money. Like, you're always thinking about, like, how you're spending and what you're spending, which is responsible. I think it's actually sick. But it's like, you're so responsible that it would show when you reach the next level. You don't do flashy things. Hence the reason why you still got your car when you could get a new car.
So
stuff like that, I would, as soon as you get a new car, I'd be like, oh!
Yeah.
Shut up.
I even been trying.
I think you'll try.
As soon as you get in, you have to wake up at 6 a.m. in the morning, get on the gym.
As soon as his manager tells him what to do, he's quitting.
He's quitting. Need this.
I'll try for a little.
And you'll throw cash at him. Do you know what I think you do? You stay in your job until you figured out where you'd put that money. That's what I think you do. And then you quit. But you're definitely quitting.
But I'll see. I would work for a bit. I'll see where to put that money.
Yeah.
Like what accounts are.
But why would you waste your time working when you could just?
Waste your time. You could be.
You can use that time to like. Yeah. You can use that time to find out what you're gonna do with that money.
I don't want you guys to know. I put that money.
Why? Huh? Why do you want us to know?
Because if one person knows, then Dick tells Dom, then Dom tells.
Why are you thinking
we're bringing Dick and Dom?
It's not even that. Like I would want. I wouldn't mind my peers knowing, but I'm scared that you're going to go tell the next person.
But you worry with people knowing because are you...
Yeah, I don't want people to know I'm rich.
If you had to tell one person that's sitting here now that you got 32 million, who would it be?
Vish, because he's already got 32 million. Vish will tell you what to do.
Send that shit to Singapore.
No, don't. It's 5% tax. In your superstitions, yeah, there's ones where, like, about eating. So if you eat 2 almonds a day, you hold more memory. That's good for your retention.
Okay.
So you should be eating
today.
Two almonds a day. Yeah. The other one is...
Is that superstition or is that
no one...
It's too easy.
No one knows. Yeah.
How good is your memory, Vish?
I don't know. Ask me a question.
What's your name?
Isha.
What's pi?
3.16.
You need to eat more almonds.
Nuts.
Yeah. What was it?
Red
childish. right in the middle.
Yeah. Oh, actually, there's one where... So in my house, basically, I used to sleep in the living room because I've got a big family. Yeah. We didn't have enough beds.
You don't have to explain it to us. We slept in the living rooms too.
even when they were in the living room.
A family member comes through and you just get
ejected.
You're on the floor
and it's like your grandma, your mum's like, she's got a bad back. And I'm like, how has she got a bad back? And she's 96.
So I was sleeping in the living room, yeah. But I used to have bad dreams, yeah. So I used to think
nightmares.
Yeah, nightmares. Like,
oh, I've got one as well. Go
so it's crazy because, like, I'm telling my mum, like, I can't be sleeping here. I'm getting bad nightmares. Like I'm falling, something's chasing me, bare shit, yeah? Freddy Krueger's having the time of his life in my head.
Oh, my days. That's terrifying.
He's fucking me up. So now I tell my mum, yeah, and I'm like, mum, like, we got to move. Like, I don't want to live in the shop anymore. Let's go to Shropshire. Mum was just like,
Shropshire.
What? You forgot Indian accent?
No, I just.
Where's Shropshire?
Shropshire's in Yorkshire.
Why would you pick that place?
That's the only place I knew. Yeah. I watched The Hobbit. I've read The Hobbit, man.
The Rob.
Oh, okay.
Fucking.
You're in a shop, so it says Shropshire.
Shropshire.
Oh, you wanted to share a shop?
Oh, my
God. No, man.
He went and shares in a shop. Shropshire.
You're going to get me a culture. mom, like, let's move there. She's like, no, like, we got a whole life here. She's like, all right, I'll sort it out. I was like, cool. Mm. I went to sleep that night, yeah? Mm. I went to sleep for a couple of days, actually, like, and it was fine. No dreams.
You went to sleep for a couple of days.
When you have bad dreams, you don't want to sleep. You try to stay awake. So I had a nice sleep for a couple of days, yeah? Then my cousin comes around. And then when my cousin's crying, he's sleeping on the bed with me, yeah? Like, we top and tail.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
As he wakes up in the morning, he looks under the bed and he just sees onions. Huh? So my mum put bare onions underneath the bed.
Oh, because
apparently onions soak up the bad dreams.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That is a crazy,
So now, when I go sleep, you sack of onions underneath my bed.
And then your eyes are bare.
You're just crying in every dream.
Like, why would I hate me today? The onions, bro.
They don't make sense. I remember... I used to have this my mum had some stupid superstition. And what was it? She had this thing about like sandals like being turned upside down. Mm. So I remember the first time that I experienced
that's
this.
Funny though.
I'd go to the living room and I'd be watching TV and then one of her sandals and my sandals would just be flipped upside down. And she'll come in, she'll be like, Sheikh, you want to kill me? And she'll just be, and I'll be like, what do you mean? And then she was just like, yeah, the superstition is like, if you have your sandals the other way around, it means that you want someone to die.
It's like challenging someone to a duel.
No, it's just like, if you're doing that, it's like you're signaling that person should die in it.
That's crazy.
It's so scary, bro.
So every time I see sandals, I have to flip it over. So if I see one, you know those times you come from a yard and you just like flick your sandals. And if they're the other way around and my mum comes through, I know instinctively, like, I have to just like flip them around.
And it's in your own place now as well.
Now, it's instinctive. Like I can't have like sandals the other way around. Because the same sandals that she used to beat me as well, man.
That's why she went upright.
You can actually see the weapon, the blade. You can see the blade.
If you got in trouble in school and you came at home, your mum had the sandals the other way around.
The sandals are always straight.
There's even one about a fish and milk. Fish and milk.
But you shouldn't have milk with fish.
You shouldn't have milk with fish. So apparently it gives you skin pigment. You know people that have skin pigmentation.
Who would do that anyway?
Yeah. Milk with fish creamy.
If it's spicy.
Yeah.
So
you might have like salmon with like a milkshake.
Creamy, but like, creamy salmon. The thing is, you
that's
hear about these things.
That's why you be shitting for 3 times a day,
bro. Milkshake and salmon.
That's crazy.
You might have like a milkshake as part of your meal, and then you might have, like, I don't know,
a fish salmon. Fillet, like McDonald's. But yeah, so that apparently that gives you skin pigmentation. So I've got a cousin, an uncle that's got skin pigmentation. Mm. But when you're younger, you don't realize like what that is, innit. So I'm just like to my dad, why has the uncle got two coloured skins? Like, why is he half white, half Indian? I'm thinking, this guy's trying to be like Michael Jackson.
Why Michael Jackson?
Who else can I use?
Uncle Ruckus.
So then when I was a youth, I asked my dad, like, why is he like that? And my dad goes, because one day he had salmon and he had a milkshake.
That's
crazy. Did he have vitiligo?
What is that? Like,
That's when your skin... That's what Michael Jackson had, the skin disease. That you lose pigmentation
and it's like pinky white. It's probably that. So since someone told me that, I haven't had it, so it's like it's something I loosely follow. But if I have it, like, I don't think anything
it stays with you, innit?
It's very weird,
especially when it's from childhood.
My dad had this stupid one. It's so dumb. It was about deals and discounts. So like he would hate when so if you see like a 2-pack of Oreos and it's like they're discounted and the value for money is so good, he'll think like it's a scam. So he'll buy the 2 individual packs of Oreos. I'm not even joking. Like, it was so strange, bro.
It's too good to be true.
I didn't even realize this because my dad never did shopping until, remember Blockbuster? Blockbuster where...
2-for-1.
Used to go to rent games, but they didn't even have the 2-for-1. They had like, so you could rent games for like a period of days. This is when we were really young. So I remember I told my dad, get driver free. He's like, he's going to Blockbuster. He's like, what do you want? Like, I'll get you something. And it was so cheap. It would be like £3. You could rent it for five days. So I told him, get driver free. They didn't want to buy us games. So I was like, get us driver free. This game's really popular, blah, blah, blah. Blockbuster had some thing where the rubbish games were like 5 days for £2.50. Mm-hmm. And then the good games were like 4 days for £3. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So then I remember telling my dad, like, yeah, the driver free is a good game. We're only going to have it for like 4 days. It's £3.
Yeah. Yeah.
But there are other games that are like for 5 days and they're £2.50. And then I'm explaining the deal to him, and he's like to me, "Are they mad? Like, why are they doing this?" He didn't understand the concept of the good games and the bad games.
Yeah,
he's like, games for
games. Games,
So he goes to Blockbuster. I think he must have seen the deal or whatever. This guy comes back with Driver, bro.
Driver 3. Driver 1. You can't even get the car.
I got you what you wanted.
He's like, I got it for 10 days.
That's going to be trauma, you know, for Nigeria. Don't fleece in the market, bro.
He's like, if there's a deal, then there's got to be a scam or something. It's got to be too good to be true. Some shit like that. So crazy, man.
The left hand thing as well. Like giving people things with the left hand.
Oh yeah, is that Nigerian?
That's what I was gonna ask.
Because that's also in Indian culture.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
It's disrespectful, isn't it?
Yeah. And there's another one.
cleaning your ass is your left hand.
Yeah.
So maybe that's why.
And there's also
that's because you eat with your right.
Yeah, right. Yeah, you're supposed to.
Or not if you're left handed.
Yeah, my brother used to get that. My brother's left-handed.
But what's your problem with
no,
me today?
But
I don't like it today. Come on, bro.
Are you going to do this to you, bro?
There's also another left one where if you itch... So apparently, if your left hand is going to itch, it means you're going to come into money. But if you itch it, the money gets scratched away.
What?
Yeah, so if your left hand is ever itchy, don't itch it. Otherwise, you're going to scratch money away.
How often is your
scratch
left
card?
Hand? I scratch my right. My right's itchy.
So what if you do
I got
this?
Eczema on my left hand.
I don't know. That's rubbing, though.
Yeah, where you don't wear your watch as well? On what wrist?
Left wrist.
I don't wear watches.
Left.
I can't wear watches, you know. I get a rash.
Oh. Yeah.
If I wear even if I wear too much jewellery, I start getting a rash.
Have you got eczema?
Yeah,
I used to have that.
I used to have it too, but now it only comes in state. It only comes like during certain seasons. But yeah,
what's the thinking behind or the logic behind wearing it on your left wrist? Why do we all wear it on our left wrist?
Why do you wear a watch anyway?
To tell the time.
But you've got a phone.
It's easier to look at my wrist.
Yeah, but you don't though. When you
no, 100%
no,
you do.
No,
you
I
100%
do.
Imagine, especially if you're walking through central London,
yeah, I do. Yeah. Like bringing your phone out, you get robbed easy. Yeah. And I got a smartwatch as well, so I use that to track
your steps,
track the amount of calories I've been eating.
Yeah, you don't. I've got you on the.
It's dormant. It's dormant, man. I can run your money steps.
He hasn't hit his activity goal in the time.
That's too funny.